Hi, this is a dictation for Danny Seward, D like Detroit, A-N-N-Y, Seward, S-E-W-A-R-D. Date of service is 3/5/2025. Date of accident is 9/27/2023. Date of birth is 5/8/1958. Mr. Danny Seward is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on January 7, 2025. He's here for ongoing issues that are emanating from an accident that happened on 9/27/2023 when a semi-tractor trailer ran over him. The semi-trailer was trying to make a left turn. In the process, it ran over his car, and the left side of the car was completely crushed. The car was completely totaled. The impact caused him various headaches as well as TBI symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, confusion, disorientation, lack of focus, blurred vision, sparks in the vision, poor taste, poor smell, pain in the jaw, which are almost getting better at this time with the conservative treatment that patient has received, and most of the symptoms are now gone. However, the pain symptoms are still present, and he is suffering from pain in the neck, in the left shoulder, spasm and trigger points in the trapezius muscle area, pain in the lower back, shooting pain to the left leg, off and on, posteriorly in asmenesque dermatome fashion, and off and on, numbness and tingling of both hands, fingers, 1 to 5. Although the radiculopathy of numbness and tingling of the left leg is much less often, and the patient has a remarkable recovery in all the areas. The pain in the right shoulder is almost 80% better. So is the lower back pain, which is 80% better. Middle back pain is also 80% better. And his pain level varies from 6 to 8. Headaches are 7 to 8, but they're less often. The left shoulder pain is also improving. He doesn't have pain in the area of trapezius muscle with mostly trigger points. He has a slight torticollis towards the left. He reports of having a deposition in pearl regarding this case. Can walk pretty good. He's sitting, standing is pretty good. And he's able to work. Sometimes he has anxiety and panic. Mostly he's doing excellent. Mood is good. And please review the records for the ADLs. For system review, plus the additional issues, the substance abuse and compliance history. In the area of the physical exam, blood pressure is 144 over 74, pulse is 88, pulse ox was not taken. The rest of the exam do remain the same as visit on 2/6/2025, and the dictation number is 0214-035. Please make sure that you put the range of motion of both the shoulders at 180 degrees without any pain, in forward flexion and abduction, the Hawken Kennedy test, speed test, near test, and anterior and posterior tests are all negative for both the shoulders. And distally, the wrist examination is completely normal, and grips are normal. No deficiency in motor power is noticed. Motor power is 5.5. Reflexes are normal. Circulation distally is all intact. The signs for carpal tunnel syndrome are absent. No Tinel sign and Palin sign are observed to be positive. And in the musculoskeletal examination, the neck examination is found to be normal, with the range of motions being normal at the forward flexion 50, the extension is 60, side flexion is 30, rotation is 80. The signs for the Perling and Lermit test are found negative, dispection test is negative, Toto Hull test is negative. Hoffman sign was negative. In thoracic spine roots test, lump tests are negative. In lumbar spine, patient is able to raise his legs up to 90 degrees without any pain. Contralateral egress test is negative. Breger test, Kemp test are negative, and Babinski sign. SI joint. The bilateral SI joints are negative. Standing flexion test, Healy compression test, flexion test, Weber test, constant test are all negative. So the patient has a tremendous amount of recovery, and diagnosis still remains the same. Plan is to continue the medications as follows. Mobic 7.5 mg to continue to do the anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 20 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine, not to PRN for occasional pains. Elavil is provided for sleep and GAD disorder and pain relief. Xanax is provided 0.5 mg PRN for anxiety. Fear Research are provided for headache relief. Lidocaine is provided for the relief of topical pain. Lyrica is provided for general pain relief. Patient is removed from the physical therapy. He is being discharged as he do not require any more therapy. Patient is released to regular duty. No disability. The patient has a torticollis. There is a slight deviation of the neck, 10 degrees. However, on examination, it was found there are some trigger points. The patient is pointing out towards pain in the area of the left trapezius. One trigger point is noticed in the cervical fiber, one in the thoracic fiber, and one in the middle thoracic fibers. At around T7 level, the patient has been advised to get a trigger point injections in these areas. There is a reproducible tenderness, and it appears that the patient possibly was sleeping wrong or there is some issue that caused this. Anyway, the procedure is being done according to protocol. Aseptically, the area was exposed and cleaned with alcohol and betadine. Each site was marked with the help of the patient. One injection was provided to the cervical fiber at the most tender area, one in the junction of the neck to the shoulder area, and one in the T7 area at paravertebral 3, where the patient pointed out the pain, and it was found to be in severe tenderness locations. The patient tolerated the procedure very well. 3 cc's of dexamethasone with Markend was injected at each site, and complete needle was withdrawn. Thank you. Patient reported a complete relief of pain